Hello, everyone. Welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 71, season 3. And today's date is October 24th, 2021. I have an interesting show coming up. I will let you know what that subject is. But right now, we're going to go into commercial break. And the commercial is the game Toss Across from Ideal Toys. So this is from the mid-1970s, so enjoy.
It's Toss Across. You play it like tic-tac-toe, but you toss.
We've got him now. Oh, yeah?
Attaboy.
You never know who's the winner until the very last toss.
Hey, Frenchman!
Toss Across from Ideal.
Okay, I am back. I hope you enjoyed that commercial from Toss Across from the Ideal Toy Company. It's one of the, not one of these subjects, but this is the subject I'll be talking about during my podcast episode, excuse me. So it'll be about the Ideal Toy Company. Even though it's not a Chicago company, it was founded in New York, but a lot of people all over the country remembered the toy company very well. And of course me, I had a lot of games from that particular corporation. So I will discuss the history of it first, and then I will read off some of the games that I had and some of the games that you had when you were a child and might trigger your memory, because it's a lot of fun, because they were the toys were so beloved. Okay, so here we go. The Ideal Novelty and Toy Company was founded in probably in the early 20th century, and the people that founded the company, their names were Morris and Rose Mitchum, and they invented the teddy bear in 1903, which was named, I believe, from Teddy Roosevelt, our U.S. president from the early 20th century. And after Morris Mitchum died in 1938, the company changed from the Ideal Novelty and Toy Company just to the Ideal Toy Company. And his nephew, Abraham Katz, became the chief executive of the company. So, the interesting thing about it is, was the TV commercials. And they started in the 1950s. And they were on television from the late 1950s all the way to the 80s until the company got bought out and didn't exist anymore. And let's see. And it was found, the company was founded in Brooklyn, but their headquarters was, or the factory was in Hollis, New York, in Queensboro. And so let's see. I will read off some games so you can remember right off the bat. So I'm not going to read all of them because there were so many games they had. So let's see what we have here. I'm going to read off that you might remember. Excuse me. One was called Astrobase, the Batman playset, which was introduced during the 1960s when Batman premiered in January of 1966. So that was one of the games. And I've seen a picture of that. It's very interesting, you know. And they had other games, but not just from the Ideal Toy Company, probably from other toy companies as well. And let's see what we have here. Also, we have Battling Spaceships and Battling Tops. I remember that game. I think you would take some tops and you spin it all around, and one top would knock over the other, which is pretty interesting. Because I remember being advertised on TV a lot. Next is, let's see, Bing Bang Boing, Bongo Congo, Bop the Beetle. I remember that. Yeah, let's see, Buckaroo, and let's see what we got. Crisscross. I remember Crisscross. They used to show that on WFLD TV, Channel 32. The commercials, you know, during the afternoon when I used to watch either Magilla Gorilla or the Munsters, Speed Racer, you know, classic shows. They did show them, they did show the commercials on Channel 9 when I came home from school. I used to watch Gilligan's Island. That was on 4:30, I believe, or 3:30. And they had the Flintstones. So they advertised, so both channels advertise a lot of products from the Ideal Toy Company. Okay, let's see what else. We have Don't Tip the Water. Dr. Evil. Also, Evel Knievel toys. Oh, you remember those where you would, it was a doll of Evel Knievel and you place them and then you would turn a knob or a lever and then you go zzz, 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 and then it would, and he would just ride off. I saw that on Channel 9 News last week and somebody had it. So I remember the commercials and it was a lot of fun. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Electronic Detective. They had Flintstone toys, you know, based on the TV show The Flintstones. They another one was Gaylord the Walking Basset Hound. I remember that. He's just a toy dog. And let's see, Gunfight at the OK Corral. Ah, the other one, Hands Down. Oh, I love that game. The game looked like there were some hands with, they were numbered. And you would just hit the hands like that, you know, hit the hands like that, excuse me. And I love that game. That was fun. I did not have that game. I did not have it, but a lot of people I knew did. Also, Howdy Doody Doll. And that was based on the TV show in the 50s. And also, the Game of Jaws. Who remembers that? When Jaws was released in 1975, you know, I talked about on my blog about that movie. I still can't watch it because I'm too scared. I will talk about that. I think I have talked about it, my experience of watching the movie. And I wrote a story on my blog, and I still refuse to watch it. I just can't. I don't like sharks. It's too scary. But the Game of Jaws, I believe, was introduced in 1976. And it was... I remember you had to, like it was a level, like a crane or a hook, and you tried to retrieve the things in his mouth. And if you, just to be careful, but he could snap at you. And then you know, you lose your turn, and then your opponent will play as next on that. Okay. Let's see what else. And then, here's one. Kerplunk. Now, I will go into that in a second. I will talk about that. Also, I had that game when I was growing up. My mother bought it for me, I believe, for Christmas or my birthday at the toys department at Gately's People Store in Roseland on 112th Street and Michigan Avenue. And I loved that game. Me and my brothers played that game all the time. And it was like a plastic tube. And you pour marbles in. Well, first you put the sticks in. They were sticks and plastic sticks. And then you pour the marbles in. And that's the object of the game. You try to pull the sticks from that without... sometimes when the marbles don't fall down. But on the bottom, there was like a dish and it was numbered. So you choose your number. Let's say I was number two. My brothers were two and three. And whoever had the most marbles, the kerplunked, wins the game. I remember I won sometimes, so did my brother, so it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that. Okay. Let's see. Right now, we're going to go into commercial, which, in fact, is Kerplunk. And it was, I believe it was from the early 70s, and it's a classic commercial for Kerplunk. So here is Kerplunk from Ideal Toys. Enjoy, everybody.
What would you call a game where you have to pull out a stick but not let any marbles fall? The more that fall, the more points against you. At first, it's easy not to kerplunk. Then it gets a little harder. And sometimes it's nearly impossible. What would you call it?
Kerplunk!
Kerplunk from Ideal, the good game people.
Okay, I'm back. Excuse me. I hope you enjoyed that commercial for Kerplunk. That is one of my favorite games growing up. I had several, but that one from the Ideal Toy Company was the best. Okay, let's talk about other things. Let's see. There was Kindies. They were like dolls. And let's see. The Magic 8-Ball. Magilla Gorilla had a game as well, so that's good. There was Missing Link, Monkey Sticks, Mr. Machine. Do you remember? A lot of people remember that from the late 50s and early 60s, so I remember the song, you know, from the commercial, Mr. Machine. He wore top, he was like a robot. He had a lot of gears, and he would just march. He was fun to watch. Next is Odd Og. Okay. They did Pac-Man. They did a game about Pac-Man. Let's see. Payoff. Peter Poninus. Poppin' Hoppies. I remember that. Let's see. Rack and Roll Bowling. You know, I'm just reading off these name of the game. So you might remember when you were growing up. And hopefully you'll put a smile on your face. So we'll see. Next is Rebound. I remember that. Ricochet Rabbit and Droopalong, based on the cartoon TV series from Magilla Gorilla. Robert the Robot. RoboForce. Rubik's Cube. I remember buying my first Rubik's Cube, I think, in McDade and Company. I could be wrong, but yeah, probably. On 79th Street in Cicero in Burbank. And I remember playing it. I could never, that's a tough game. I could never even get one side of, not one side of the color. Could not get that. And it was real tough. But I had fun. But sometimes it was aggravating. It really was. Okay. And, excuse me. Smokey the Bear Ranger. Speedball. Super City. Stretchy dolls. Oh, I remember that. Sure Shot Baseball. Of course, they had the teddy bear. That was one of their first toys. Tin Can Alley. Tornado Ball. I remember that. It was like a bowling game. There was the bowling pins. They were made out of wood. And I think you had like a ball that was attached to a chain. And you try to knock down the pins. Yeah, I remember that. Toss Across, which I played the commercial earlier in the program. And I remember the commercial showed everyone's playing the game. And at the end of the commercial, they have the dog. And he grabbed the beanbag from his mouth. And he dropped it on one of the slots. And he won. It's kind of cute. I remember that commercial fondly. Okay. And let's see. Total Control Racing. TCR, that's for short. Up Against Time. Triple Up. They had some Walt Disney toys like that. Okay. Let's see. So right now I'm going to read the board games. So that would be fun. Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun for that, you know, and, I had a few board games myself. I really did. And, so I'm going to read off some of them. Okay, let's see what we have. They had the $128,000 question, and they had pro basketball games, pro football, pro hockey. So there was, it's like board games like that. They had a game called Blast, Cloak and Dagger, the Crazy Clock game. I remember that. And the Diners Club credit card game, Double Exposure. Also, they had a board game from the TV series Electro Woman and Diner Girl, which they were showed on the Croft Super Show. And one of the stars was Deirdre Hall. I think that's her name. And who plays Marlena on Days of Our Lives. I hope I got her name right. You know, I watch the show every day. It's kind of funny. They also had games, board games based on TV shows, like, for example, The Fugitive and Get Smart and Hollywood Squares and Let's Make a Deal and I Want to Bite Your Finger, or it says I Want to Bite Your Finger. Oh, that was kind of scary. I think it's like, I think it had a vampire and you stick your finger in and if you get bitten, you lose. Oof. I think it's our commercial like that. You can find the commercials of these games mostly on YouTube if you do a search. So it's a lot of fun with that. And let's see, also Mousetrap. Oh, I had that game. I really had that game. And most of these games are still made, but not by Ideal. I think probably by Hasbro or Mattel. They change ownerships or sold to other companies. So you can still buy it. I don't know if it's, I like the original ones. They're kind of fun. That game, Mousetrap, came out in 75, 76. So I had that game. It's a lot of fun. Mystic Skull, The Game of Voodoo. Ooh, I like that. That's kind of scary. And Old Maid, Pop-O-Matic Yipes, Rattle Me Bones. I think I remember that. The Sinking of the Titanic. Tic-Tac-Toe, and one game called Tippet. Tippet is, I don't know, they had a doll and you try not to, when you tip it, don't make it fall. I think that came out in 1961, 62, something like that. Okay. All right. So that's it for board games. I'm sure there's more. I think there was one called Haunted House. I remember that. That came out in the 60s. And that one is a collectible. People want to buy that as well. Okay, and here are some dolls they had. I'm not going to read all the dolls, just just the ones that are well-known to most people. Like, for example, Betsy Wetsy. They had dolls based on celebrities. For example, Dorothy Hamill, Evel Knievel, and one from All in the Family from Archie Bunker's grandson, Joey Stivic. That's interesting. I heard it's a collector's item. They had Magic Hair Chrissy. And, of course, I remember Rub-A-Dub Dolly. And I remember the commercial where the little girl was taking a bath and she took her doll with her and she was cleaning the doll. And that's a classic commercial. Also, they had dolls based on Shirley Temple. And there was the Betsy Wetsy dolls. I remember they had teeny Betsy Wetsy. Excuse me. They had Tiny Tears. And let's see. Upsy Daisy. And Wake Up Thumbelina. And let's see. They had other dolls too. You know, lots of them. Captain Action. Who can forget that? That was from the 1960s. I don't remember the commercials very well, but you can find them on YouTube, and they were a popular item for boys, you know, Captain Action. And let's see, also from Dick, they had dolls based on Dick Tracy. Also, they had a Night of Lucy doll. It was a rag doll, very rare. They were in partnership with the Philip Morris Company, you know, the cigarettes. And that was during the 1950s. So if you find that, you're in luck because it had a lot. It costs a lot of money now, if you can find one. And let's see. They had Magic Lips, Mama Doll, and a few dolls based on the movie from the 1939 movie, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. So that's good. I don't remember seeing those. No, I don't remember that. Okay. So that's most of that. Let me try to remember other things. So about, you know, other toys from the Ideal Toy Company. I know they based a lot on TV shows. So there was Batman, Green Hornet, Man from U.N.C.L.E., let's see. I don't know. Not Rocky and Bullwinkle, because there was another toy company, Milton Bradley. Maybe I'll talk about that in a future episode because they had a lot of games from that toy company. But, you know, like I said before, they had it from TV shows. And So I can mention a few items that I had from board games that I had growing up. Like, for example, there was Monopoly from Parker Brothers. There was Risk, Parcheesi. Let's see, Stratego. I never owned Stratego, but it was very, people loved that game, and the commercials were classics. So you could see that. And so that's basically it for today for Ideal Toy Company. I loved watching the commercials on YouTube. It's really a lot of fun, and they're enjoyable. So if you have a chance, go on YouTube, type in Ideal Toy Company or dolls or board games, and voila, you would find them. Believe me, it would be a lot of fun. Okay, that'll be all for today. This is kind of a short episode. The reason is that I'm not working on my computer. I'm borrowing a laptop, so because it's the room that I use my computer is in use. So I had a tough time logging in and setting it up. So I hope it sounds okay. And let's see. I won't do a podcast episode Tuesday because I have some errands to run and some personal matters to discuss to do. And I will probably do another podcast episode probably this weekend. And it's a special one. It's a Halloween one. So I'll let you know what it's about. Maybe I'll discuss my favorite scary movies when I watched on Creature Features or any scary movie I used to watch on television or on Screaming Yellow Theater. I didn't watch much of that, that was hosted by Svengoolie, which was Jerry G. Bishop. But I remember the movies they showed, and I remember seeing the advertisements on TV Guide. So that would be fun. And so it'll be a Halloween episode. And then, so I will discuss, like I said before, I'll discuss my favorite horror movies. Today's horror movies, I'm not a big fan because I don't like blood or slasher movies. I like to be scared, not disgusted. There's a big difference. So, there are a few exceptions, like the original Halloween. I like that. Believe it or not, I have not seen Scream. I don't think I want to. So that, but I like the old-fashioned horror movies: Dracula, Frankenstein, the Wolfman, Phantom of the Opera. The Creature from the Black Lagoon. Those. So I'll discuss those on the next podcast episode. Okay. This is Pete Costanis, and this is episode 71, season 3 of Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. And I hope to see you soon, or hear from you soon. That is, I won't see you. That's dumb. And so, bye bye now for me. And here is Ray Rayner saying bye bye for now. Take care, everybody, and have a good day. So long.
We have to go. Bye bye bye.